the country's three leading disability advocacy organisations, as I am, the Down Syndrome Ireland organisation, Inclusion Ireland, have expressed significant concerns and fears, and particularly the concerns of parents of autistic children and children with Down syndrome and intellectual disabilities in regard to recently announced changes from the Department of Education. From September of this year, the funding allocation which schools receive will no longer be based on the number of children with identified complex needs and enrolled in a school. Currently, this number accounts for 50% of the overall front-loaded allocation. And, you know, I think it must be pointed out that these proposed changes were made without any consultation with parents or disability stakeholders, and that's in clear breach of Ireland's obligation under the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. The changes have caused acute concern and unease among many parents, and in the absence of any definitive public clarification from the department on the exclusion of complex needs from the criteria, many parents fear that their children won't have access to the supports or the educational settings they need to thrive, and that's the reality.
And what exactly will this mean for those people, these students in particular, that have been affected by this change?
Well, this is the issue. It's still unclear, and the lack of consultation with those most affected has created a huge degree of uncertainty and anxiety. As I am, the Down Syndrome Ireland and Inclusion Ireland have called for the department to pause implementation of the new model so that meaningful consultation can take place with those most affected, and hopefully any difficulties can be resolved before any attempt is made to impose these new regulations on schools.